Okay, repeat.
That whatever remaining gold is in the United States is being transferred to criminal gangsters. I presume they mean the Rothschilds in Europe. It's being, all the gold is being transferred to Europe. When the gold transfer is complete, the U.S. will have finished its mission. That's when the chaos is going to begin. It's going to get nasty. Now, they didn't tell me. I assume we need a dollar crash or something else. Hold on. Because at that point... not as simple as you think it is. Certain people in the U.S. didn't want it to see it go. They still felt a constitutional duty and they knew it was going on. Nobody at the higher levels doesn't know that it's just a complete mafia operation. Nobody at the top doesn't know that. They just put on a happy face before the public. But they know how truly rotten the court is. Defocus, and I'll be able to see for myself and own the knowledge as to why everything had to happen the way it's happening. They know that that is my heart's desire, to understand why. How could they let the world become such an evil place? And they know this is my heart's desire to know, and they said, they're telling me, you will know all things. You will know the reason why things had to unfold the way they unfolded. And that there was no other way really to do it. Which is something that in this moment currently fucking mystifies me. Hold on. Let me know when the recorder's on.
It's on.
So I asked them, what is the mystery of 2012? Why is it such a big deal when it's so obvious to what's happened? And what they said to me was, you don't understand the inertial forces behind it. So much energy has been put into the expectation that the party can continue. There's these huge beings in the negative realm whose very survival is threatened. In other words, whereas we have souls, when we die, we go to another form. We are immortal. You and I are immortal. All other humans are immortal. These negative beings are not, and when they die, it's the end of their existence.
Interesting.
So, there's huge, huge energy being placed into keeping this a secret, because it's like, when even the idea of people knowing, as more people wake up, it's harmful to them. So that's why there's this, behind the scenes, there's this tremendous energy in keeping people stupid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to the next point. Get our recorder back on.
Okay.
As it pertains to the 2012, it is an astrophysical event. And that can be said on a gross level, passing through the galactic centers. It's an astrophysical event, but behind it, there's a huge spiritual impetus that's being set by the creator. So there's the physical, and then there's the subtleties, and the subtleties in this case are far more important than the simple passage to the galactic center. What other ones be? Oh, this is interesting. They're saying God can actually feel pain. He can feel a sense of separation from his creation. I didn't think he could. Didn't think he cared. And so what's being said to me is like, it's like enough is enough. You know, this experiment, he let things go to see without true love, true unconditional love, the force which actually drove the entire universe to come into existence. It is only love that brought the universe into existence. God would have had no other reason to have creation if it wasn't for the fact that he wanted his love to be manifest in other forms. It was like his cup was overflowing and he just had to create something. If any of this is making any sense to you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so anyways, but he's like, enough is enough. I want my creatures back. I want them to love me. I want them to know that I love them, and I'm just tired of where this has gone. And the sense I'm getting is that these Illuminati characters are just such peons to him. It's like they just don't get it. I allowed this to happen. Again, it's a repetition of what I've already told you. You know, they were on stage and they won't get off. So bring in the guys with the hooks, okay? Are you understanding me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they've played their role. They don't understand. It's over. Okay, hold on. Turn. You know what they're telling me? They want to focus on the books. They're telling me that I should reverse order and that the time is getting short. They're actually wanting me to come out with the Gospel of 2012 according to ayahuasca first, before the other one.
That makes sense.
And they're also telling me I have, because of how much I was hurt by the whole, that even though they're acknowledging that it's extremely well-crafted and original, they're saying that there's a component of my own ego attached to the Joy's book, whereas the other one is emanating from me more out of love. And so they're actually saying that the second book actually emanates from a higher vibration. Well, dealing with the subject matter, of course, I mean, that's obvious.
But we need easier ways to get there to where you can record their message other than taking ayahuasca.
They're telling me it can be done, although it will take practice, and I can do it through the Yoga Sutras, through Patanjali's. Well, I'll tell you after I'm out of this, I know what they're saying. But those are muscles I haven't worked on weightlifting in a long time, okay? Psychic muscles. They'll have to be cultivated again. I'm not acknowledging that ayahuasca isn't easy. It's bitter as it is, it's just that you take it and you get to transport to talk to spirit guides and so forth. So it's an easy way to do it. In other words, they're more complicated, but they're telling me that they will work. Hold on. This is just such a bizarre session. They're saying like there's some little device that they're going to give you or something that you need to turn on so I can just be transported back to that place. Or so.
It sounds... Give it to me.
This is getting more bizarre by the minute. Hold on. Beyond a certain point, it's something we have to experience. Again, we don't have the experiential reference point to appreciate what it is that's about to happen for us, but it is, and they're emphasizing this, a glorious new beginning, a glorious thing. They can feel our heartbreaking disappointment with the way things are and not wanting to be here, and they are telling me they can't blame us. But be patient and stay the course is what I'm being told. Because it is a glorious new beginning. Hard, you know, I'm observing this. I still have my ego as Greg Caton. It's hard to believe that this is going to happen. But they're saying, be of good faith. Try to be of good cheer and be patient. The rescue troops are on the way. Okay. If any of that makes any sense to you or rings a chord with you.
Yeah.
And they're emphasizing again that they understand how completely out of control things are, and this was not originally the way. Oh, this is interesting. That when the creator lets things go, he himself has to have a certain detachment to operate the results, otherwise he's controlling things, and then it's not a truth faithful experiment in within the mind of his, within God's mind. And what they're saying is that they're fully sympathizing with your sentiments. They're saying they understand. This is more a message for you, Catherine.
Okay.
They are very understanding of your sentiments and what you've had to go through and the heartache that you had to experience through all of this, but that you should find solace in knowing that this is a complete game changer, what's about to happen at the end of 2012. And I'm asking the question, why do we have to wait? Why can't it happen tomorrow? Certain events have to coalesce. Like, there are timelines that certain events have to coalesce for this to happen. It's kind of like making a souffle. You can't rush it or things get screwed up. You've got to be patient. And but it is coming soon enough, and it's coming at the end of this year.
Is it? Can they give us a specific date? When we go through the galactic rift, where there's the 3 days of darkness.
Hold on. To have these centers and libraries continue to teach people how to read, because the way things are going to happen, it could devolve into a thing where people no longer know how to read. It's kind of, this is like shades of the time machine, you know what I mean? That even with this passage and with this great relief we experienced, there will still be, we still will have responsibility, divine responsibilities, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
This much more, I might have to puke. I don't think my body can take it. I'm really, especially in the tail end of a flu, I'm really not a room.
What?
This is a lot of Pete's League. What does Pete have to do with this? I don't know. It was the strangest thing. Please just let me be instrument. Just let it pass through me. Let the knowledge pass through me and let me not embellish it in any way. Just let me filter of the knowledge itself. And fresh, wherever I'm at, they only have one place where they're willing to allow self, an outsider like me, gather all the intelligence and knowledge and take it with me. The place is actually important. Like it has to be sacred or something. I don't get it. Hold on. Well, apparently, the reason it takes 300 years, women, the foundation of society doesn't rest in the hands of men. It rests in women. Women are the kind of center of gravity of what makes a civilized, a truly, not today, that term is so abused, but a truly civilized society rests with the women, and they have lost their knowledge. So in a sense, women have to be retrained to be women and to have the knowledge that women used to have and take for granted, that now women come into this world and don't get proper training in all of these different arts that allow them to create a divine home. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So the rebuilding begins with the women, not the men. they're telling me that the Bible is a complete co-optation of truth. It wasn't Eve that ate the apple that misguided Adam to take us away from the knowledge of our pristine origins, use the term that Anastasia used. It was the other way around. Men misled women and broke these long lineages of Dharma that existed, where people knew their place and people were welcomed when they incarnated. Like, we're waiting for you. We know that you're a spirit, you're coming into the, we're waiting for you. There's a certain sacredness to the whole thing of a child coming into the world, and it had special significances that people here have, people completely blind. So souls were welcomed into the earth. We're welcoming you down here. We know that you've had a long journey, but we're welcoming you, and you are so special to us. And thoughts of love, thoughts of love, thoughts of love, so that the child wouldn't be traumatized by everything it had to go through. Always thoughts of love. We love you, we love you. We're welcoming you. We've made a place for you. You're so important to us. Okay? In the village life, this was an important thing. Every child that came into the world was like a special event. And there were no unwanted children, if any of this makes sense to you.
It does.
They're saying the knowledge has to get out. That's why they're asking you to do this gospel book, which is, well, then tell me more about the event. Well, and they say there's a certain amount of flexibility to it, as if God could, you know what I'm saying? It's not fixed and sewn.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a little bit of loosey-goosey in there, okay? But they're telling me that deeply significant is not December 21st, but December 24th, which to us would be like Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the 24th, it probably will start. And I had to coax it out of them. They didn't even want to tell me.
Okay, for the 3 days, there's total darkness, but will a lit candle work?
Hold on. Telling me yes. They're saying candles will be important, and it's important to stock up on them. There'll be a phase where candles are very important. Please stock up. Okay, so you're actually getting divine instruction to...
What else do we need to do to prepare for this event?
Not in the open third dimension. It's mostly from here on out. Since we're already prepared, they're telling me that it's about preparing your internal. And they're actually telling me it's good that I stopped smoking. Because they're telling me that that wasn't a very good thing to do, which I already knew. And so they're saying the preparation for 2012 will be mostly internal. And just, they say it's very important to hold, use whatever ego we have to hold to remember. Experience, to remember, have remembrance. And they're telling me that in a sense there's an essence, there is an effort in that, in terms of willfulness, because normally we just go through life and what we remember, we get impressions from family and friends and, you know, mm-hmm. circumstances, and so it's a very passive thing. But they're telling me that this is not something, are you got the recorder on?
Yes.
That this is not just a passive thing where, oh my God, certain events happen. Well, it'd be kind of interesting to remember that. But we should have it in our heart to... This will not happen again. Remember this. Hold it special in your heart. It's a special event. Hold it. Remember it. Remember it. And somehow in the remembrance... In the remembrance of it, there is a certain facet of our relationship with God that is actually strengthened. I don't even know what that means, but that's what they're telling me. Hold it in your heart and say to yourself, I want to remember everything. But because what they're telling me is that there will be people who go through this and don't remember much. don't appreciate it. And they said, that's very sad, because this is a very big deal. It's like, they're saying to me, look at it from God's point of view. It's like he let creation go and it got so screwed up that when he provides this enormous gift, his own creatures can't even appreciate it because they've been so friggin' dumbed down. So what I'm being told is, what do you mean? It's like that scene in Private Ryan, that what they're telling me is, earn this.
Yeah.
Appreciate this unique gift, this salvation from the hell we have descended to, and earn this. And you can earn this by sharpening the mind and saying, I will remember everything. I will drink it in until I'm full. And I will keep drinking. Remember everything. And that involves a certain element of the will that is not normally experienced in day-to-day life, because we consider memory to be a very passive thing. We're lazy. They're telling me that. We're lazy. Had we not let our psychic muscles go and become undeveloped, they just atrophied. It's kind of like what happened with you and I. We used to be muscular people, but we stopped doing it, and so now we just got a lot of, you and I just have a lot of flab. But we could, if we wanted to, reverse that course and get, you know, to a certain degree, despite our age, muscular again. And what they're saying is, it's shameful. What I'm being told is, it's shameful what you people sacrificed. But on the other hand, the Creator, and well, I wanted to see where this would go. So it's not like he blames us or he blames anybody in it, because he had to see for himself where his own creation would go, and how, you know, fucked, yeah. What about Andrea? I don't really get it. Hold on. Although she seems like she's very distant. What they're telling me is, things get really, really bad. There'll be certain people that come to our door, like wanting assistance. And for spiritual reasons, we should be, I mean, everyone has to work in the culture, but they're telling me that we shouldn't be so stingy. There's certain souls are going to come to us, and they're apparently telling me this. What is it? So, a Cuban woman that worked for the school or whatever? Hold on a second, I'm just losing it. Hold on. Dad's help. I need to get another stronger connection. This is kind of like breaking off and trying to, in the middle of a TV program, and you say, excuse me, folks, for a moment, I have to get a better signal reception. Hold on. Prior to it happening, we should be cultivating a certain celebratory move. You'll help facilitate the birthing of it just by your expectation of it. So God is actually asking us to be co-creators. Realize that this is the awakening. This is your time. This is the awakening. And he's not wanting it to be like, you know, we just put cat food in the dish and the cat eats, you know. Have some respect for it. Have some. I know this doesn't make sense, but this is what I'm being told, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just bear with me. And have respect for it, and you cultivate this kind of celebratory, in the sense we as co-creators will help the world become a place that is renewed. It needs to be renewed. And despite the fact that you hold on. Telling them there's, I think they know that there's no way you could have known anything about that.
Just say what you need to say.
Release of information that was supposed to come out. It didn't. Okay, forget that. I'm like changing channels when we get back to 2012. Okay. The cultivating. Oh, this is profound stuff. In addition to cultivating this thing, I'm going to remember everything and having a certain will. It's like things are going to happen. Okay, what I'm being told is you're going to have to take the various parts of what you think of yourself, your five senses, your ego, the various parts of yourself. This is why some people will go insane. You have to take the reins of the horse. The horse could go in any... It's going to get crazy. So you must take the reins of the horse. You must make the horse know that you are the master. You have to take your whole... You have to hold it together. At the same time, have the desire to experience all of this. I don't believe I'm being told all this.
Well, that's interesting. And it does make sense.
Yeah, you have to hold it together. You have to... Or... They're showing me pictures. Like, things are going to get very fragmented for a while. It's going to be very chaotic as this happens. People are going to be freaked out, you know. Even those of us that even accept this 3 days of darkness as a possibility. I mean, we don't even constitute 1% of the world population, okay? We don't. And so we have to hold it together as you pass through this. There's going to be... People don't realize this is for their own good. Okay, consider everything that's going on. Why are they telling that? They're saying back in the property they're really happy that we were the ones that were entrusted with that land because they're saying it's sacred. And I'm saying to them, well, isn't all earth, everyone on earth is sacred? And they're telling me, well, some areas are a little more special than others. And what that means, I have no idea.
Are there caves on the property?
Yes.
Do we need to be in them?
I have to speak privately with Pete about what we're going to answer your question. Hold on. How can this be? One part of God arguing with another part of God? How the script is supposed to turn out? Does that sound possible to you? We think of one God, but apparently there's different flavors of God as you leave the absolute and get into the relative. Because you have to be a relative creature to even have the desire to, I've told you this before, to create a unity. To have a creation, it couldn't be God. It has to be a personalized God himself, in a sense, has to have an ego. Because even in the act of creation, it's like, I am creator. I create this. There's relativity, even in the act of creation. I am the subject, and my creation is my object. So it's not pure God that, as we think of pure godness, there's flavors of godhood after you leave the ultimate source. Is any of this making sense?
Absolutely.
So your role, the reason you're here, is you have a very mothery energy, and you are a prized creature to Mother Divine. And if this is to be believed, they are telling me that your energies will be cultivated. You will be cured. You will know what it is like to have a whole body again. They're saying they're aware that you feel like a stranger in your own body, and they're aware, they have awareness of that. But this will be made whole, so you can manifest, be a place of manifestation of this energy, a particular kind of energy of the divine. And it's this kind of feminine mothering, but yet still strong. Mothering, but strong. And it's, you're here to emanate that energy and be a source of light for people in what would otherwise be a dull, drab, not knowing what they're doing world, when really they should be rejoicing. Is any of this making sense to you? Because I just feel like I'm babbling.
No.
Is any of this making a strike a chord with you? Or in your heart, does any of this feel like...
Yes, Greg, you need to continue because it's phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be a real inspiration for people, and that's your own special mission. And as it pertains to that one small duty, my job is just to be here to be supportive of you and to encourage you and to be a good husband, is what I'm being told. Hold on. And my role is, even after this is over with, there will still be need to be people who have these communication skills that can act as a link between the divine and the people, because people have lost all their skills. There's no dharma. There's complete darkness in society. So we have to be the ones who plant the seeds so that the world can be regenerated, because in a sense, we are the hands of God. We are the tools of the divine. We have to open ourselves up to his will. But nonetheless, in a very, and they're discounting this whole thing about fifth dimension. They're saying, no, they're merged. This whole thing about we're all going to be fifth dimension and we won't have our bodies anymore. They're actually telling me that, no, they're, it's this merging where there's a certain transparentness. And it all has to do with our awareness. In other words, we could have done this all along, but we didn't have a way to increase our awareness. Now God is coming into the picture and saying, now look, I can't wait for you kids. You're just going in the wrong direction. So it's like this astrophysical event is going to correct that, because even the creator is like I can't believe what you guys have done and how far removed you've gotten from the very purpose of what creation was about, which is sharing my love. And you guys are so far out of that and so far out of sync from that, that it actually pains him, if that makes any sense to you.
Absolutely.
He's actually in pain to see how much we have managed on our own to fuck things up. He's actually surprised by it. Like, I can't believe you guys could... I didn't know exactly what was going to happen when I gave you guys this much... Or maybe he did know, but he's just playing a game with himself. But in any event, it's like, this is not what creation is about. You guys have destroyed the very meaning and purpose and the joyful, the love and the joy that was the foundation of creation. You guys are cut off from that. You're cut off from the very reason of why you have a creation in the first place. And what they're telling you is that's the part that's most sad, that you don't realize just how far any of us, and that includes you and I, even we do not fully appreciate how far out of sync we are with the absolute joyousness and love and the feeling and appreciating the energy of what caused creation to happen in the first place. Is any of this making sense?
Yes.
I gotta keep getting confirmation from you, because I'm on the sidelines. Just all this stuff is coming through.
Okay, well, you need to stop questioning and just
all
speak,
right?
Because it's brilliant. Okay. It's phenomenal.
Uh, They're saying the world will feel differently after this happens. It's like this is cleansing. Kind of like the way the Hopis talk about it. What this really is, this 2 years of darkness, it is this great cleansing. And the energies that will be provided astrologically are actually guided by, in a sense you could think of as guided by the hand of God. I mean,
hey, you know, when we get through after the 3 days of darkness and into the new world, so we will have access to free energy, teleporting.
What they're telling me is that the problem is with the way you worded your question, that you will simply have the desire and you'll have the knowledge. You won't have to be beholden to anyone or pay for the knowledge or whatever. You'll appreciate powers of mind that you've long... Again, they're showing this picture. They're saying you have your psychic muscles are completely atrophied. And what this is going to happen is this will be re-cultivated. And you're going to have to get used to the experience of that, the issuance of a thought by you. I want to know this could be free energy, could be, you know, whatever. That things got so dense on the third dimension and things got so fouled up that we've lost touch with the power of thought, of what a thought can do, what a thought is, what it... And so when you say, well, we have access to this or that knowledge, you're saying no. You will simply have the desire, I want to know this, and that thought will go out, and you'll be able to feel and experience the thought going out and gathering to itself energetically. The information that was the basis of why you issued that thought in the first place. Again, is this making sense?
Yes.
Okay. I just need validation because the stuff comes out of me and I'm like, sometimes I just don't... Just need confirmation. Anyways, okay, so getting back to the actual thing of 2012. So this has been a pretty important, I think, session because we're wondering what our mission is, and apparently it's pretty fucking important.
Just a few more questions about this year before the end of this year. We've been told that World War III is imminent. It's going to happen. What about the economic crash and World War III and Earth changes?
How does it all fit into the mix? Okay, hold on a moment. Not everything is going to happen overnight. There's stages. But in a sense, what I'm being told is this 3 days of darkness is kind of like the trigger event, and many other things will follow from it that are corrective in nature. It's like Mother Earth herself needs a chiropractic adjustment after this. She's been through hell. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So Earth, you could think of Earth changes, I'm being told, as poor Mother Earth's chiropractic adjustments.
Okay.
Makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Energetically, things are fucked up, so certain things have to happen in the Earth that correct her and get her in tune for these higher energy, you know. Well, it's all happening at the same time. This whole thing with the third, fourth, fifth dimensions.
The sounds that are being heard all over the Earth, this is part of Mother Earth's adjustments?
Yeah. As soon as they respond to your thought, you didn't have to speak the rest of your sentence. They respond to your thought. They do that sometimes. And they just said, yeah, absolutely. That, we can expect those experiences to be intensified, because right now, actually, very few people on this earth really have actually heard it or actually had taken a moment to contemplate what does it mean. But I'm being told it's very significant. People should pay attention to it. Because this is the planet where humans are. I mean, this is like the home planet for humanity. Okay, hold on. To our not good situation down the road. So it's important that they stop smoking.
Okay, I need to ask them. We've got to get our banking situation straightened out. What do they? Can they help us get our banking situation straightened out?
Hold on, bro. They are helping it. They're actually saying they are helping you. You just don't see or appreciate it. But they're helping guide you through this maze of pockets of negativity that's trying to impede us. And they're trying to help you. But at the same time, what they're telling me is you have to be open to their help. And you have to be have a certain... And it starts with the heart. And they're telling me from the level of the heart. It's like this inclusiveness of, okay, you are my spirit guides. You're my... Help me. And you have to kind of cultivate within the heart a kind of openness to, please, be part of my life. And please, help me.
Yes, you have to give them permission.
You have to give them permission. And they're saying it's a certain kind of thing you generate inside the heart. It's very helpful if you could do that. But even now, they're helping you or they're trying to help you. And they're giving the sense that everything's going to work out. So stop, you know, stop worrying about it.
Can they also help with the weather so we can get our roof done?
Hold on. They're saying, don't worry about the roof. It'll be taken care of. And we'll get it done in time. Before all this nonsense happens. And I'm asking them, why is it necessary to... Why is this negativity responsible for us to go through in the first place? Because remember, even in this... talking to him, he wasn't aware of my presence as a spirit being, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, who are you? You know, I had to kind of identify myself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, hold on. Oh my God, there's going to be, oh, it's a 2012 that we've got to adjust to. And we're actually okay, overall, I'm getting back in the driver's seat. Hold on. So do you feel you got anything out of tonight's? Do you feel it was beneficial?
I think this is one of the most profound sessions we've had.
It's too bad I have to go through such pain to get it. Hold on. Help us to reacquire the knowledge of our Dharma, our place in creation, which just happens to also be the place where we'll have the most joy, happiness, and experience the most love. And no chore will be a chore. It will be done in a spirit of lovingness, because we can never, at our peril, we lose touch with that energy that was the spark that created the universe. And it's a very, very powerful thing that I'm trying to experience it myself now, because I feel like the most unloved person on earth. Hold on. There's going to be some mop-up stuff. Different things I have to take care of. We have to do something with the energy of what we do with Juan Chavez and Trans Cisco Fat Man, whatever it is. Just let those things go. I'm showing the flow of future there's like these eddy currents, you know, when you're in the pool and you know, when your friends, you know, you peed in the pool, so you try to swish around the hot water. But they're actually telling me that the flow of creation, that we're going to have to get to this, into the habit of feeling our way upstream. We have to be far more in tune with our feelings, the subtlety of feelings, because we're having to regenerate something we've lost for so long, which is like what Anastasia gets when she talks of us as having losing, completely lost touch with our pristine origins. Or we have to be put in touch, and it's kind of like in the Matrix where he had to be nurtured like a baby, brought back to health, because he didn't have any of these muscles developed. And what I'm being told is that we're just like that creature. We're just like Neo in the movie The Matrix. We've been sucked off from these evil entities that were just harvesting our energy, living on fear and all the other things that evil brings with it. And this whole environment of greed and fear and avarice and complete absence of God. That's what we have here. That's why we're miserable. We have absence of God. And what makes it worse is we have atrophied the tools we would otherwise have to escape it or modify it. Is any of this making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm being told, you know, that this is... Hold on. Something else. We have to get in touch with our feelings. I'm being told it's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to experience and to appreciate what it means to have a lack of the things that was the basis of creation in the first place. It's okay. I'm being told that it's okay. So just let go. There's a lot of our spiritual development will have to do with letting go with all of these constructs we've had to create within our minds to even make life semi-livable. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah.
We have to like deconstruct. We kind of like... Because true joyful living, I'm being told, is actually much simpler than the way we're living it. We have basically complicated the divine order of things. We've complicated to the point where we actually have to unlearn all this bullshit we've been taught. And what that means, I have no idea of it. That's what I'm being told.
Can they show us where the other recorder is that was left in Zustag so we can help put the pieces together to write the book? Where is that other recorder that we can't
hold
find?
Hold on. In the house where I left it, but they're telling me I'll get back there, and they're almost upset in a way. They're saying, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Start at least make some attempt to exercise your muscles of intuition and your muscles of, don't rely on me to tell you everything when I've given you the equipment where you could get the answers for yourself. So in a sense, I'm being told God feels these cheating us out of the experience if we don't start exercising our own muscles. Just have the intent that it's there, it'll be found, and we will proceed with the project as originally envisioned as a co-creators. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah. The caves on the property, are they significant? Do we need to explain?
They're telling me everything on that property is significant. Every stream, every curve of the stream, they're saying you don't appreciate the fact that land has all these subtle features that contribute to its energetic properties. So every gentle curve, every tree blowing in the wind, even the rats, even the vermin right around the front,
that everything contributes to the feel of a place and to its unique energy. And they're telling me there are places actually very special. And so it was like meant to be for us to own it, I guess.
What about finding the caves and exploring them?
We can do that. But hold on. I'm getting mixed. I have to clarify this because I'm getting mixed. I was told it's not important. Stay in your house. It's not important to do this. And then I felt another cross current that said, no, this is kind of important for them to. The overall sense I'm getting, though, from both these two conflicting spiritual sources is that we're going to be fine. Prepare inside the house, and that's going to be where we.
Is there anything specific that they can offer as suggestions as to prepare for inside the house?
Again, they keep repeating this. They're telling me we already have supplies. They're saying most of the preparation is actually mental. There's this kind of discipline we have to have going through this. You know, keep the mind. They say that you don't really understand what they're talking about until it happens. But they're asking you to remember what they said so that when things are happening, you remember their advice. You're going to have a willful energy. It's a willfulness from within you, a willfulness to hold it together. It's like riding a horse. Right now, the horse has been trotting for 6,000 years, and you're lazy. You haven't developed any of your mental skills. The horse is like trotting along. But now it's going to get very fast. Now the horse is being told, okay, now you better run as fast as the secretariat. And unless you're trained to be a good horse rider, you're going to fucking lose it. You're going to go insane. Like most of the people are going to go insane. You have to actually put energy into holding the reins as you go through this. And they're saying you won't really understand this until you experience the fragmentational qualities that this passage to the galactic center brings. You have to actually... There's a willfulness that must be directed from within you to keep and hold everything together. Is this making sense to you?
Yep. Okay. Will it be safe to go outside of the house during the 3 days of darkness, or is it best just to stay inside?
Inside is what I'm being told. And can I ask why? You mind if I ask your thread so you have power to change what I'm doing? But my question is why? Even though he... Had to travel there for a moment, see what was behind that rock. So please bear with me, Catherine. Hold on, let me get back to subject. Let me get back to topic. Hold on. These times are really important to share this because while the connection is open, there's so much knowledge that needs to be passed. Knowledge that all school. To be retrained to enjoy creation.
What's going to happen to all the plants and animals during this 3 days of darkness?
Some of them will make transitions. They said everything is being orchestrated. Just to be patient. Everything's being orchestrated. And they'll have a place that they can go to that they'll enjoy.
No more suffering for animals.
Right.
Is the earth going to split in two? Like you originally saw?
Catherine, I'm feeling a need. It's almost 11:30. I'm feeling a need to close it out, but they're telling me we'll be in regular communication. I might have to take ayahuasca a few more times, but they've told me what I need to do to try to cultivate a direct link without the use of ayahuasca, which was your desire in the first place, right?
Yeah. They said something about giving me some kind of device that would help you at the very beginning.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Hold on. Your desires will draw it to you, whatever that means.
Was there some kind of device, or is it just the device meaning a way?
Feeling our way through it, learning to cultivate feelings of the heart, because they've atrophied. Is that making sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Catherine, I have to go to sleep. I'm losing consciousness. And
okay.
So we'll come back to this place. Hold on. Tell them to please keep this place energetically profound. There's a lot more. Now we're closing the session, but know that you're always open to continue as your needs are addressed. As you move into an area where you understand your role as co-creators, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.